Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Languishing: How to Feel Alive Again in a World That Wears Us Down. By Corey Keyes explores a quiet but widespread state many people recognize. Life feels flat, motivation fades, and days blur together even when nothing is obviously wrong. Building on Keyes' work in positive psychology and mental health science, the book distinguishes languishing from depression and burnout, framing it as a middle zone between suffering and flourishing. It explains how modern pressures, chronic stress, isolation, and constant uncertainty can push people into low well-being, and why merely removing problems does not automatically restore vitality. Rather than offering quick fixes, Keyes organizes research-based ideas into practical pathways for rebuilding meaning, connection, competence, and hope. Readers can expect a blend of clear concepts, diagnostic self-reflection, and strategies that support everyday functioning, emotional energy, and a sense of progress. The aim is not perfect happiness, but a sustainable return to feeling engaged, capable, and more fully alive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding languishing versus depression and burnout. A central contribution of the book is clarifying what languishing is and why it is often misread. Keyes presents languishing as low mental well-being, marked by diminished interest, limited enthusiasm, and a sense of stagnation. Unlike clinical depression, it may not include persistent sadness, severe impairment, or other hallmark symptoms, yet it can still erode resilience and make everyday demands feel heavier. Unlike burnout, it is not restricted to work stress or a single domain and can spread across relationships, health habits, and identity. This distinction matters because people who believe they should be grateful or fine may dismiss their experience, delaying constructive change. The book also positions mental health as more than the absence of illness. You can have no diagnosis and still be unwell in the sense of underfunctioning and underthriving. By naming the state, readers gain a map. Instead of chasing vague motivation, they can target specific well-being capacities such as purpose, social integration, and mastery. This framing encourages compassionate self-assessment and helps readers choose appropriate supports, including when to seek professional help if symptoms intensify or persist. Secondly, a two-continuum model of mental health and what it changes, Keyes is widely associated with the idea that mental health and mental illness are related but distinct dimensions. In the book, this perspective helps explain why symptom reduction is not the same as building a life that feels worth living. Someone might address anxiety or improve sleep and still feel emotionally dull, socially disconnected, or directionless. The two-continuum approach invites readers to track positive functioning directly by looking at emotional well-being, psychological well-being, and social well-being. Emotional well-being covers positive feelings and life satisfaction. Psychological well-being emphasizes growth, autonomy, self-acceptance, competence, and purpose. Social well-being relates to belonging, contribution, and trust in the community around you. By viewing well-being as a set of capacities, the reader can plan changes that are additive rather than only corrective. It also reduces shame because languishing becomes a common human position, not a personal defect. This model supports more precise goal setting. Instead of simply wanting to feel better, a reader can aim to increase daily engagement, strengthen a sense of contribution, or rebuild agency. Over time, that focus can shift someone from languishing toward flourishing even amid ongoing stressors. Thirdly, rebuilding. Meaning, purpose, and direction in daily life. Languishing often includes a feeling that life lacks traction, tasks get done, but they do not add up to something that matters. Keyes emphasizes meaning and purpose as psychological anchors that restore vitality. Rather than treating purpose as a single grand mission, the book encourages readers to notice sources of value that can be practiced consistently, such as caring for others, learning, creating, or serving a community. Meaning grows through alignment between values and action, especially small actions repeated over time. The book also highlights that purpose is easier to sustain when it is realistic and flexible, allowing adjustment as life circumstances change. Readers are guided to move from vague dissatisfaction to concrete experiments, identify what feels draining versus nourishing, pick one domain to improve, and create routines that support follow-through. This can include setting boundaries, prioritizing activities that build competence, and designing days with moments of intention rather than endless reaction. The emphasis is on direction, not perfection. Even modest progress can restore a sense of agency, which tends to increase energy and reduce the numbness that characterizes languishing. The result is a life that feels more authored rather than merely endured. Fourthly, connection, belonging, and social well-being as antidotes. Another major theme is that languishing is not purely an individual mindset problem. It is often intensified by isolation, weakened trust, and reduced community participation. Keyes frames social well-being as essential to mental health, not an optional extra. The book explores how belonging and contribution can counter the sense of emptiness by reminding people that they matter to others and that their actions have impact. This does not require constant socializing, it requires meaningful connection. Readers are encouraged to cultivate relationships that include mutual support, shared values, and honest conversation. Equally important is contributing beyond the self, through volunteering, mentoring, participating in local groups, or simply showing up reliably for family and friends. These behaviors strengthen identity and create positive feedback loops. Connection increases hope, hope supports effort, and effort makes connection easier. The book also acknowledges barriers such as social anxiety, grief, exhaustion, or life transitions, and it treats reconnection as a gradual process. By emphasizing social health alongside emotional and psychological health, Keyes offers a more complete path out of languishing, one that fits the reality that humans regain aliveness in relationships and communities, not only in private reflection. Lastly, sustainable practices to move from languishing to flourishing. The book focuses on sustainable change rather than temporary boosts. Keyes emphasizes practices that build well-being capacities over time, including routines that support sleep, movement, attention, and recovery from stress. He also highlights the importance of micro-choices that accumulate, choosing activities that create engagement, setting limits on inputs that drain attention, and designing environments that make healthy actions easier. Flourishing, in this view, is not constant positivity but a durable pattern of functioning well, feeling connected, and seeing life as meaningful. Readers are encouraged to monitor their state and respond early when they notice drift toward numbness or cynicism. This includes planning restorative breaks, protecting time for relationships, and creating achievable goals that reinforce competence. The approach is compatible with professional support, and it can complement therapy or medical care when needed. A key insight is that well-being can be cultivated even under imperfect conditions. You do not need a crisis to justify change, and you do not need ideal circumstances to begin. By focusing on habits and systems rather than willpower alone, the book provides a practical route to increased energy, clarity, and engagement. Over time, these practices can help readers feel more alive and less worn down by the world. In conclusion, this book is for readers who feel stuck in a low-energy middle zone, functioning on the outside but inwardly dulled, as well as for helpers, educators, managers, and clinicians who want a clearer framework for understanding well-being. It is especially useful if you suspect you are not depressed but still do not feel like yourself, or if you have recovered from a difficult period yet remain emotionally flat. The benefit to daily life comes from its practical reframing. It treats mental health as something you can build, not just something you can build, not just something you lose. That perspective helps readers set goals around purpose, connection, competence, and contribution, which can translate into better relationships, steadier motivation, and more resilient coping under stress. Compared with similar self-help books that chase hacks or constant positivity, Keyes offers a research-grounded map that distinguishes symptom relief from genuine thriving and explains why both matter. The focus on social well-being and contribution also makes it broader than purely individual mindset approaches. If you want a credible, structured guide to moving from surviving to living, this book is worth buying for its clear concepts, humane tone, and actionable pathways toward flourishing. If you would like to support Corey Keyes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.